We've been talking about UFC 246, big fight weekend. Joining us now to break that down is somebody who covers boxing and MMA for Yahoo Sports, the first sports writer to be honored as outstanding journalist by the Nevada Press Association. He is a friend of this program. He is Kevin Ioli. Kevin, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Good to be on with you.
It's good to have you. Thanks so much, Kevin. So I spoke to Dana White yesterday about this. Kevin, let me ask you the same thing I asked him. This is not just a fight week. It's a Conor McGregor fight week.
Right.
Does that feel different to you than most other fight weeks?
Always. I mean, the excitement that's out there when Conor McGregor's fighting, he brings in really rabid fight fans. I mean, it's crazy the atmosphere that you see. And even though the press conference the other day wasn't as wild as we're used to seeing a Conor McGregor press conference be, it was still a great event. I mean, it was sold, you know, not sold out, but filled. There was a ton of people at the Palms there watching the press conference, and all week long, the atmosphere, and there's just this anticipation that something crazy is going to happen.
Right, so one of the big talking points this week, and this goes to what you just said about the presser, is about whether or not Conor is a changed person. Like, a major change was the fact that he was actually on time for that press conference.
Yeah.
It might seem minor, but when you couple that with the actual tone that you speak of, does it feel like he might be a little bit different now?
That was my take. I actually wrote that the other day after the press conference. And, you know, you never know what's going through somebody's mind. And, you know, I'm certainly not a mind reader. But I look at this guy, and when he came into the UFC, I mean, he was a fun guy, and you liked him. I mean, he talked trash, but he was funny. And, you know, he was always trying to challenge himself and take on big fights. And as he got more successful, one of the things that happened, I thought, is he became unlikable. You know, he became nasty. And, you know, what he did with Khabib during the lead-up to that fight was really bad. I mean, you know, it was mocking his religion, mocking his wife, mocking his father, and it just got really nasty and personal, and it just wasn't a good look. And then on top of that, you had Conor's actions outside of the cage, you know, some of the things that he was doing. And so that was really not a good look, and it was like, you know what, I don't care if I ever see that Conor again. But to see the Conor we saw at the press conference the other day, if that is really where he's at in his life, I think it's good for a number of reasons. First of all, it's good for him as a man and good for his family. But second, Jim, I think it bodes well for the sport. He's talking about fighting three times this year. He wants to be active. He said if he wins this and comes out of it, he wants to fight on the first week of March at UFC 248. There's nothing better for the sport if Conor is engaged and active, because he's an entertaining fighter, he's a terrific fighter, and he's a guy that wants to fight the best. So that just rises everything in the UFC when you have a guy like that fighting. So I hope that this is not just an act on his part, and that this is really kind of him going back to who he once was.
We are talking to Kevin Ioli. Well said. All right, Kevin, so what about from a fighting standpoint? He has not stepped into the cage for a fight since October of 2018. He has not won a fight since November of 2016. Do you have any idea what to expect from Conor tomorrow night?
Yeah, you know, he looks great. I tweeted a photo just a little bit ago, and you saw a picture of Conor when he was trying to make featherweight, and he had the sunken eyes and just looked terrible, and you wonder what he did to his body as he was cutting weight down to that, compared to what he looked like today, where he was muscular, he looked healthy. The thing is, you know, his timing is going to be the biggest question, I think. You know, Conor is a fighter, and this is going to be, I believe, a stand-up fight. Conor has the faster hands, and he's got the bigger punch than Cowboy has. So I think if it turns into a stand-up fight, everything favors Conor. It's just going to be, does he have the timing? If he gets to the ground, I think, you know, that's where it's advantage Cowboy Cerrone. But I'll say this. Even though Conor was really dominated and eventually submitted by Khabib, think of what he did on the ground in that fight, Jim. He actually defended well for quite a long time. You know, he was on the mat in each of those rounds with Khabib, and normally Khabib finishes you. He gets you down, and he puts you out, as he did to Dustin Poirier his last time out. Conor, for a guy that's not known as a grappler, I thought did very well to get into the fourth round against Khabib. So, you know, it's not a guarantee that that Cerrone would submit him. I think Conor will end up finishing him. I don't discount Cerrone. I think that's why this fight is fun to think about and talk about, because both guys can win. I just think Conor's fast hands and power are going to be the difference.
Kevin Ioli is joining us once again. You know, we could talk about Conor the entire time, and I'm glad you brought up Cowboy. There's some really interesting angles involving Cowboy Cerrone, but for those who do not know him or only know his name, Kevin, and are not familiar with him as a fighter, how would you describe Cerrone in the cage?
Cerrone is just an aggressive, you know, he's a guy that, you know, if you see two dudes facing off at the bar, he's the guy that loves the fight. He's the one that wants to instigate the fight. Let's throw down. And then he'll pick up his beer and drink his beer after he's done fighting. I mean, he's that kind of guy. He's the UFC's all-time win leader. He's the UFC's all-time knockdown leader. He leads in fight night bonuses. He's a guy that's always in these unbelievable fights, but he's a well-rounded guy. You know, he's a kickboxer, but he has great submissions. He showed that to Mike Perry when they fought. I mean, he's a guy that can do a little bit of everything. If there's a knock on Donald, Jim, it's the fact that when he gets to the top level, I don't know if it's he's not good enough or he mentally just can't get over the hurdle. He's 2-7 in fights against current or former UFC champions. That is not a good sign for him. He's got a lot of good wins, but when he gets to that really big fight, that's when he kind of struggles, and there's no bigger fight than Conor McGregor. So that's going to be, can he mentally overcome and get over that hurdle this week?
You know, you touched on it, Kevin, but let me put it to you another way. In your opinion, has he not fared well on that big stage because he can't handle the pressure of the moment, or how much of that is about him going up against, as you point out, either current or former champs, guys who are just better than him?
Yeah, I think there's certainly a point that, hey, there's guys that are better than he is. There's no doubt about that. But I think, you know, sometimes Cowboy, just because of what I said when you first asked me about him, the way he wants to fight, he doesn't always fight the smartest fight. And I think sometimes he, to his detriment, you know, he gets out there and he wants to entertain the fans and put on a show. And that's made him beloved among the hardcore fans who follow the sport religiously. But that hasn't always served him well in terms of winning fights. And I think the thing for him to do tomorrow is to come up with a game plan and don't worry about impressing the crowd. You know, he said he wants to blow the roof off the place. If he won a boring decision, that would be the absolute best thing for him. He doesn't have to worry about blowing the roof off the place, just get the win.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that's what he's thinking or that's what he would do. I would agree with you. You've also written, Kevin, that a fight with Conor is similar to a fight with Mike Tyson or Floyd Mayweather, because not only do you have to beat the guy in front of you, not only do you have to beat the fighter, you have to beat the aura of the fighter. How do you think Cowboy will handle that part of the challenge?
You know, that is the big question in this fight. And, you know, I think that that's going to be a difficult thing for him, really. I honestly do. You know, when he's going to walk to the cage, Cowboy's always gotten cheered, and he's been the fan favorite in almost every fight he's ever been in. People love him. Even when he fought Nate Diaz, who they also love, you know, he got out there and they were rooting for both guys. They just wanted to see a good fight. It's going to be different tomorrow. It's going to be a fight for that favors Conor McGregor. The fans are going to be here very loudly for McGregor. And I think it's tough, you know, as you're a guy like Cerrone, and especially such an emotional guy as he is, I think it's going to be tough for him.
Talking to Kevin Ioli. Now, Kevin, the fight, as you mentioned, or I'm going to mention this, you talked about how Conor looks good right now physically. It is at 170. So how significant is that weight for both fighters?
I think that is advantage Donald Cerrone. I mean, Cerrone has fought, look, I was looking at some of his best wins, and he fought Patrick Cote and beat Patrick Cote, who fought for the middleweight title. So Donald has beaten bigger guys. You know, Donald has been able to deal with the bigger guys. Conor is a small guy. And when you saw them line up next to each other, I mean, there is a big difference. It's 4 inches in height, but Donald is the wider guy. Certainly, I think, physically just the bigger guy. And that's going to be one thing. Does he have the chin to withstand, you know, Conor's power? Now, you know, obviously when you move up in weight, Conor was the hardest puncher at 145. There's no way he's going to be the hardest puncher that Donald has ever seen in his career, because he's just not as big as some of these guys. That being said, the speed is going to be a factor. I think Cowboy, though, you know, is going to physically come into this fight with the advantage in terms of size, and that could help him in a number of ways, both in the grappling as well as in taking punches from Conor.
Yeah, so, Kevin, Conor is the heavy favorite, and many are assuming that he'll win that fight. I agree. I mean, Cerrone can win this fight. If he's smart, if he fights tactically, intelligently, he could win this fight. He might not put on the show that he wants to put on, but he can win the fight. If Conor were to lose, how bad would that be for his reputation, and where would that leave him?
Yeah, I think if he loses, that really hurts him quite a bit. I mean, because now you're talking, you know, two MMA fights that you've lost, as well as the Mayweather boxing match, you know, you're going to be getting into the close to 4-year time frame since he had a win. And this is a fight that most people, you know, people were, if they were complaining about the fight, it was, why is he fighting Cerrone and not fighting Justin Gaethje, who beat Cerrone? And now if he loses to the guy, you know, then that really puts him in a bad spot. But I think Conor, you know, in this way is like Mike Tyson. You know, when Tyson started to lose toward the tail end of his career, he was no less of a draw. And so I don't think if Conor chooses to go on, let's assume for a second he loses this fight and he chooses to continue to fight, I think people will still support him. I think he'll still have that rabid fan base because of what he's accomplished. It'll be like it was with Tyson and even Ali after he lost. The fans will stay with him, but I certainly think it'll hurt his reputation quite a bit.
All right, so one last thought then, Kevin. On that point, Dana White made it pretty clear that if Conor does win, he'll get the rematch with Khabib. Right. And Dana believes that fight would be huge. How big would that be, and then how much of a chance would you give Conor to win that fight?
Well, I think it would be massive. I texted Dana the other day as I was writing about it, and I said, hey, Dana, I'm thinking that if Conor wins and Khabib wins, because Khabib has a fight that's no guarantee against Tony Ferguson, Jim. So,
sure.
You know, that is at UFC 249, and that's certainly an unbelievable fight there. But I think I think a Conor Khabib rematch would do 3 million on pay per view. They did about 2.4 million the last time, and Dana said 100%. So, you know, I think you know he and I are thinking the same way on that. I think that's going to be a massive, massive fight. It'll have media coverage from all over the world. That will be a really big one. I cannot see Conor beating Khabib. I just don't think the styles match up. You know, Conor has the power to knock him out. But we saw Khabib drop him last time. Now, Conor was drinking, he said, during fight week that time and wasn't as committed as he is this time. But I just think the gulf in their grappling is so big that I don't see Conor ever beating Khabib.
All right, so a quick follow-up to that. Khabib and Ferguson, Kevin, I mean, if you don't know the sport, you wouldn't know this. But, I mean, could that be literally one of the best fights in UFC history in terms of the matchup itself?
I think that could be a crazy good fight because Ferguson is just this unbelievable striker who, if you look at, just search for Tony Ferguson opponents on the internet and you come up with, look at these faces of guys after they fought him. He just tears them apart. But Ferguson was a college wrestler who has the ground game and has the submissions. So he's not going to be as good as Khabib in that area, but he has the striking that's going to be better. That fight, I can't tell you how much I look forward to that fight, Jim. I think that's going to be one of the most fun fights the UFC has put on. And the UFC, give them credit, month in, month out, they put on some big-time fights. And Khabib and Ferguson is among the best that they could make.
That's so true. Always. They always have the best fight the best. He covers boxing and MMA for Yahoo Sports. Once again, the first sports writer to be honored as an outstanding journalist by the Nevada Press Association. He is Kevin Ioli. Kevin, great to have you back. Thanks so much for that.
Thanks, my friend. Good talking to you.
You too. Kevin, always good to talk to you. Great insight. Kevin Ioli. 1-800-636-8686. Really quickly as I go to break, at the Real Left Hook tweets, listen, no one loves a Cowan Vegas call more than me.